And there will be very loud applause right after that. Just fantastic music making and so much fun. These people are so involved in the improvisatory sense of what this is. It's dance music.
Yeah, they look like they're just having the best times. And you, when you watch them smiling at each other, you can't help smiling yourself. And as they're moving, you start to move. It's really...
They're all dancing right there in their chairs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, it's great. And then the way the tunes are passed around from one instrument to the next, the cello even had a great part there. It's just wonderful. I love watching you as well as listening to you. Just great, 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 great fun. And you're listening to the Chrysanthemi Quartet, which is a Cuban quartet. They're from Havana, and they... Our group that Michelle met when she was down there for a festival, and she brought them back up here for the Festival of the Austin Chamber Music Society, and that's going to be on, are you a society?
We are not a society.
I made that up.
We are a center.
Okay, the center. Okay, and their performances are all week long, and the Chrysanthemi is going to be this afternoon at the Blanton, is it?
At 5:30.
And they'll also be on Saturday night, and you can get your tickets for the shows. Actually, the Blanton one is free, isn't it?
It's a free, yeah. It's their Thursday free series in general. So,
and
yeah,
so you can hear them for free at the Blanton Museum on the UT campus at 5:30. And go on Saturday night to Bates Recital Hall, also on the UT campus. And you don't want to miss this concert. These people are fun. This is really too much fun. And so, well, I would like to ask questions about Cuba and the state of the arts in Cuba and funding and all of that. Oscar, do you feel capable of telling us something about the state of the arts in Cuba right now?
Yes. Well, at least to tell you something about our organization in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All of these students are from the University of Arts. We have only one University of Art in the country, which is very good, I think. But we also belong to another institution, which is the Liceo Mozartiano in Havana. So they have an orchestra, the institution have an orchestra, and these students belong to the orchestra. So they have so much work because they have to study at the university and then to study in the Liceo Mozartiano too. So in my case, I teach in the university and collaborate with this other institution, with the festivals, with the students. So as in this case, so I'm leading this group. They are a quartet. They play in an orchestra and I play with them sometimes.
Right.
It was very interesting too, because the Liceo Mozartiano was at first helped out a lot by the Mozarteum in Salzburg.
Really?
So there was a combination between the Salzburg Foundation and Havana. So it's really, I think, been a really great thing for education and music education
sure.
in
they
that
sent
area.
Us many professors from abroad to teach the students and to teach these students how to play in our orchestra. So that's why we have, I think it's the best orchestra in Cuba. But I shouldn't say that.
Well, also, they recently toured with Simone Dinnerstein.
Well, you don't get any fancier than that. That's really great. Well, it's just a delight to have all of you in here. I just can't tell you how much I'm enjoying this. So can we have one more piece? And this one was going to be The Old Horse.
The Old Horse.
Caballo Viejo.